Ooh, Ken Camden live and direct right here on dublab.com. What a beautiful set. I only wish I was laying in a hammock. That would have made it absolutely perfect. Beautiful music performed in studio. Ken Camden's newest album, Dream Memory, is out on Cranky. Came out last month and is one of our favorites here at Dublab. So I urge you to pick that up. We've got Ken here in the studio. Maybe we can hop on the microphone and say hi. Here's some headphones for you.
Hello.
Hi. Let's see. Maybe, not sure if that microphone's on. No. Huh. Mystery. You know, I see. There's no cable plugged in. But we've got another microphone. There we go. All right. Yeah, here we go. Perfect. Well, sort of. After.
Okay. Hello?
All right. Nice. We've been trying to do some studio upgrades, and that usually involves breaking half of the gear, so.
That's what I do.
Yeah, we're on that moment. Great set. Thanks for coming in and playing.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Loved it. Yeah. And your newest record is your third for Cranky. Well, third solo album.
Yes, that's correct.
Cranky. You've also released music on Cranky with Implodes.
Yep, two albums.
And is that going to be an ongoing project as well?
Yeah, that's the plan. Right. Half of those guys still live in Chicago, and Emily Elhaj has been on tour with Angel Olsen a lot, mm-hmm. So she's kind of floating around. But we're going to make it work. It's
great.
It's like a long distance thing, but we're slowly working on the third record. So.
Wonderful. Excited to hear more of that. And speaking of third records, so your third for Cranky, Dream Memory, is really gorgeous. And so in this song, the vocal there, is that on the Vocaltron?
It is. It is.
It's so beautiful. It's such an interesting sound. It sounds like you could have brought some like pitch perfect singer in, but this is actually sort of like a Mellotron.
Yeah, that's how I've been obsessed with the Mellotron for a while, and I wanted to kind of build my own instrument that was similar. And there are lots of vocal sampling out there. You know, people can do it really easily. But what I liked about the Mellotron so much is all the problems that come along with it. The fact that, like, there's only, an 8-second tape loop. I don't know if you've ever played one of those before, but, like, at the end of the loop, the thing just kind of, like, starts to fall apart. Mm-hmm. You know, they're really... And to me, that's more than it actually sounding like an orchestral instrument. It has its own quality because you have to play it differently. You can only play it in 8-second intervals. And then just the sound quality is a little gnarly. So with the Mellotron, I wanted to take people's voices who were good singers. Like, obviously, Angel Olsen has a beautiful voice,
oh, yeah.
And I really like Emily's voice. But, you know, they're both sort of unique voices. And the idea was to just take samples of the lowest note to the highest note in half steps and then leave all the strain at the end of the note, you know, so make them do as long as possible.
Wow.
Normally about 15 seconds. By the end, it's like, and it gets sort of gnarly but organic. And to me, that's
so great. Yeah.
That's what makes it sort of a real thing. And then I would put that into a sort of keyboard instrument, and then I could compose from there.
Wow. Well, it has such a nice effect on the record. And some of the other tools of your trade, not to give away trade secrets, but...
I'm all about it.
It's like great that. Because it is... You're getting these just gorgeous sounds. And it's at least what you're using there, the guitar, the e-bow, and a steel kind of slide, is so simple, but it has so much possibility. Has that been the kind of format that you've been playing with for a while?
Yeah, I mean, just... Not for that long, probably a year and a half, I guess. Is definitely like this song, actually, that we're listening to, Brainwork. There are a couple on this album, And it's definitely a direction I'm going, because as you said, I've actually, believe it or not, I used to have more equipment than this, and I really want to slowly not carry around all this equipment. And that technique has opened a lot of doors.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I can get more sounds with a lot less. And so I'm definitely going to keep going that direction. It's really fun to play. It has this quality, like I'm obsessed with 60s, 70s synthesizer and music, but I feel that approaching that via guitar, you can come up with something different, you know, that you're like, oh, that's a Jupiter 4, or, you know, instead of that, it's something that obviously sounds synthesized, but, you know, is a little less recognizable and maybe more organic or something.
Yeah, for sure. It's some great effects from those tools. And will you be doing some live performances around this album, going on tour, anything that folks out there who want to... I feel like the album itself, I've really stretched the... It seems like it's limitless potential, because actually I did two transatlantic flights where I just heard Dream Memory on repeat the whole time, and it just repeated and repeated and repeated, and it was perfect. It was great flying music. So I feel like the album has great potential.
But oh, thank will you, you. Be, it's a great compliment.
Will you be performing and kind of continuing to share these ideas with folks?
Yeah. I don't have a bunch of things lined up right now, but I'm definitely want to start playing more shows in Los Angeles, and I'll probably get to Chicago in the next couple months. And I'll keep people posted on that via the Cranky Facebook page. And on the 24th of September, I'm opening for Stars of the Lid. So that's really the only definite show that I've scheduled right now, but there'll be more.
And where will that be?
I'll be at the Regent Theater.
Great. That's going to be a nice combination. And the album cover, where is this? What is this? It's some kind of beautiful chamber of some sort.
Yeah. So it's a collage that I designed. The original photo source is like a quarter of that, so it's like mirrored. And it comes from this blog. This woman in New York has this blog called mykiko.com. And I'm trying to think how I found it. I had done a bunch of different drafts of the... I obsess over album artwork for long periods of time. And I thought I was done, but then I was like, no, this isn't psychedelic enough or something. And then I think I Googled melted plastic. I was like, I just need some melted plastic right now. And so I'm going to keep getting your name wrong. But Kiko, she works at a laboratory. And so basically that's like some sort of testing for... I thought it was some sort of medicinal testing. And so basically it was sort of like this melted, failed sort of test that she just randomly took a photo of. I was like, that's really great. Wow. And then I sort of turned it into space. I was like, if I had a little dude in there,
yeah,
you know, we got like a cathedral or something.
Oh, but yeah. It's a great, great space. And definitely one that would be, you got to do a concert in a space like that.
Yeah.
You either shrink everyone down or you get a large, large melted plastic stalagmite, stalactite chamber.
That's a great idea.
Well, we're happy to also have you in LA. You moved here not too long ago.
Yeah, about a year and a half.
So you're here in Los Angeles, and hopefully lots of beyond the Regent Theater show, some more opportunities to hear you perform live and engage with your work. Are there some new recordings afoot that you're in the midst of?
Yeah. I record quite a bit. Like, I've taken a little bit of time off after I finished this record. But I'm going to... I have a whole set of recordings that I want to get released. And then I'll move on to... to working on a fourth album, I guess. But I record for a pretty long period of time, and I record a lot. And then I sort of go back and start trying to pull things together and be like, maybe I should stop and make an album. And then I'll either go back and rehash things, or sometimes I'll use old recordings. But for the most part, I just keep working on tracks for a pretty long period of time.
Yeah. Well, we're happy that you do. The result is evidence of lots of thoughtfulness. So we've been listening to snippets here, or songs in their entirety, as we talk over them. From Dream Memory, Ken Camden's third solo album on Cranky Records, just recently released. And right now you're hearing Asleep at the Wheel. We heard Brainwork, and before that, Adenosine?
That's what I call it.
And those are great pieces on the record. So again, thanks so much, Ken, for coming in and playing live for us. And
oh, thanks for
music.
Having me. It was super fun. Thank you.
Sounded amazing. Coming up next, we're going to float on this Asleep at the Wheel tune for a minute. And then coming up next, a special episode of Dying Songs hosted by Jimmy Tamborello. It's a Bill Nelson special. All Bill Nelson productions coming up shortly for the next 2 hours here on dublab.com. Then we have Ganas with Mas Exitos. We'll jump on into Rainbow Jail, hosted by Jimmy Hay, Complicated Dance Steps in their brand new weekly slot, 6 to 8 p.m. every Thursday here on Dublab. And then from St. Petersburg, Russia, a special session from Shells Rattle. Stay tuned, dublab.com.